The world, more and more it seems these days, is requiring us, God's people, to bow down to evil, to stop speaking against it, not only to accept it, but to applaud it. And the consequences for disobedience are becoming more severe, more dangerous, by the day. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That's something I've certainly seen in my neck of the woods and wherever you may live. It's doubtless something you're seeing in your context too. It seems like the tide of persecution is rising. But truly, there's nothing new in that. Back when Israel was in captivity and slavery in Babylon in the 6th century BC, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar demanded they bow down and worship a huge golden statue of himself. Daniel chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. All you people from many nations and language groups, listen to me. This is what you are commanded to do. You must bow down as soon as you hear the sound of all the musical instruments. When you hear the horns, the flutes, the lyres, the sambucas, the harps, the bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments, you must worship the golden idol. King Nebuchadnezzar has set this idol up. Whoever does not bow down and worship this golden idol will immediately be thrown into a very hot furnace. Daniel and his mates refused, and true to his word, Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace. If you know the rest of the story, you'll know that God stepped in miraculously and saved them. But things don't always turn out that way. Centuries later, Jesus refused to bow down to evil too. They crucified him. Whatever the outcome, whatever the cost, don't bow down to evil. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Life throws a lot of stuff in our direction that can cause us to question our faith. But friend, the word of God stands forever. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.